President Trump's nearly 100 days in office have pleased supporters, but raised concerns among others, including scientists. They worry he'll cut federal research funding and ignore science-based evidence when setting policy. So some scientists have decided to march Saturday on Earth Day. While the biggest crowd is expected in Washington, D.C., here in Milwaukee, more than 1,300 are expected to gather at Red Arrow Park. A few of them told WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz why the event matters.
Ryan Howell thought he'd be marching in Washington, D.C., his hometown, but the event didn't coincide with his Easter break, so he's glad to join the Milwaukee rally. Howell is about to graduate from Marquette University with a physics degree. Why physics?
I've been interested in science. I don't know. Just figuring out how the world works and just continually learning about that kind of stuff is interesting to me.
One year behind Howell on the physics track, Margaret Johnston says science wove in and out of her childhood.
My grandfather was a physics professor, both at high school and for Columbia College in Chicago. So whenever we would have big family gatherings, he would always bring little physics toys and trinkets for us to play with. So physics has kind of always been around, even when I've thought I would go into other professions. Physics has always kind of been in the background.
Both students feel duty-bound to march for science.
We should have a much stronger drive to hold our politicians accountable to making evidence-based decisions and not just what they think is right. What the data tells us is the case should be the path we follow.
Kind of in line with what Margaret just said, there's been a trend where politicians ignore scientific consensus and in some cases restrict scientific discovery.
Howell says take climate change.
97% of climate scientists agree that climate change exists, that it is man-made, but it has been politicized to the point where it makes it seem like it's still a hotly debated subject, where it's not. They're ignoring the scientific consensus of the global community, which will be very detrimental for humans in the next coming 50 years.
What do you imagine Saturday's going to be like?
I don't really know what to expect. I'm sure there will be the people who always show up at whatever protest is happening to protest for their own specific, you know, agenda. And I just hope that that doesn't really cloud the main purpose of this march. There are many cases where protests get hijacked by different groups who want to use it, the amount of people there for their own agenda.
Fellow student Margaret Johnston admits the same concern slipped into her mind. So she came up with a counter strategy she'll be deploying Friday morning. Johnston plans to show up in as many science classes as she can squeeze in, physics, astronomy.
And I just asked my old chemistry professor who's doing the 8 a.m. lecture. I asked her, would it be okay for me to just pop in and talk about it?
How did that happen? You took it upon yourself to say, I want to reach out to more students?
Yes, that's exactly what it was. It kind of just came into my head. So I want to do a little bit of communicating the goals of the march.
Johnston's methods and passion are music to the ears of March for Science Milwaukee organizers, such as Elizabeth Ferris. She hopes to see loads of people at Saturday's event and for its momentum to continue.
We want to make a point about the importance of science in our community and then also creating a group that is advocating for this evidence-based policy so that politicians hear us, see us, and listen.
Fellow organizer Brandon Gross is a research specialist with UWM School of Freshwater Sciences. He believes if the science movement takes hold in Milwaukee, the whole community could benefit. Gross says he's talking about jobs, lots of them.
As science advocates in Milwaukee, we need to tread very deliberately into becoming leaders in water technology and the water industry. We're only going to do that through investment. We're only going to do that through public appreciation. And that's what we're doing here.
This year's Earth Day could unfold unlike any other as scientists take to the streets. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.